USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The third and final funeral service for George Floyd is continuing in Houston, Texas. Alveda King, niece to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Fox News contributor, says now is the time as Americans we need to act.
Whatever our differences, our skin color, weight, height, born male, born female, married, not married, rich, poor, veteran, baby in the womb, for God so loved.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he believes protesters should exercise their First Amendment right because it's the right thing to do.
I have no criticism for the millions of Americans who peacefully demonstrated in recent days. Their cause is beyond righteous.
The Kentucky Republican does find it baffling that protests are allowed, but places of worship have to stay closed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
As states continue to slowly and safely reopen, on Friday we had some good economic news where jobs were gained as opposed to lost back in the month of May. Georgia Republican Senator David Perdue tells Fox Business that we need to continue reopening to get that economy moving along again.
First of all, I think this report is very encouraging. We thought it might be as much as 8 million jobs lost. Instead, it was about 2.5. Approximately, new jobs created, the largest ever, we think, right now. I think that's a function of several things, Charles. One, the PPP program is working. There's a pent-up demand out here. And I really think people want to get back to work.
About 8,500 active-duty airmen want to fill the ranks of Space Force. The newest branch received that many applications in May. About 16,000 former members of the U.S. Air Force Space Command were automatically transferred to Space Force. The applications will be reviewed September 1st. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
After riots and looting took place in Chicago last week, many businesses such as Walmart and Target and CVS are wondering if they should rebuild the stores or just do nothing with them. Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker is pleading with businesses to rebuild and insurance companies to be fair and reasonable when it comes to covering claims. Chicago Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot is pleading with businesses to rebuild.
It's going to take a Herculean effort on the part of all of us to convince businesses not to disappear, to come back, and we're prepared to fight that fight.
Attorney General Bill Barr says the violent protests and riots that have erupted after the death of George Floyd appear to be organized by anarchist or far extreme groups on both sides. Barr telling Fox News Antifa does play a role in some of the riots and looting going on.
It's a very loosely organized group, and they have sort of a unique or unusual system of communication and organization. There appear to be sources of funding, and we are looking into the sources of funding. And there is clearly some high degree of organization involved at some of these events and coordinated tactics that we're seeing, and we're looking into that as well. And some of it relates to Antifa. Some of it relates to groups that act very much like Antifa. As I said, there's a witch's brew of extremist groups that are trying to exploit this situation on all sides.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.